With support from the National Pork Board, U.S. Meat Export Federation Chair Randy Spronk, a pork producer from Minnesota, recently got a firsthand look at the potential of the Indonesia market with leadership from the Indiana Soybean Alliance. Despite being a majority Muslim country, Spronk says there is strong potential for U.S. pork.
You know, if you really looked at it, you think, well, 280 million people. I believe it's 85 to 87% are Muslim. Kind of going, well, you know, they're not going to have any pork products. But when you actually take the 17% remaining, you know, it's 35 to 36 million people. And, you know, that's Canada. And so there's still a lot of opportunity. I think we were 1.13 kilograms per capita consumption. It reminds me of Colombia, where you were low teens per capita consumption, where you actually came in and doubled the consumption over a 10-year period. I think it's got great opportunities to be able to do that. I know we don't have a free trade agreement. Really, we've only got a 5% tariff rate in there. Sure appears to me that the quotas that they're artificially putting on from a government standpoint, but I think it's the opportunity is there for us, and we just need to be present. It's going to be a long-term growth market in my mind.
Indiana soy growers have built strong relationships for providing protein in the market, and that could be beneficial for U.S. pork producers.
Talking to the importer of the soybeans, they already have the logistics there to distribute soybeans to a multitude of islands to be able to have them processed daily on each one of these items. That company was actually looking to get their beef import licenses. So I think that firm there has the logistics, has the infrastructure there. You know, in Indiana soy, has the relationships here. And so I think there's great opportunities to be able to, you're already there with soybeans, to actually grow the beef market here to compete with Australia and Brazil. But I also think there's opportunities for pork products to be able to move into the country too here.
The U.S. pork market share in Indonesia has grown from 11.5% in 2023 to 38.5% in 2024, largely due to reduced supply from the EU. For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.